KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 68. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Friday, May 25th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Some thunderstorms in the region. Some storms developing between Union City and Mustang, also southeast of Tuttle. There are also some storms in Oklahoma City, and all the activity moving off to the east-southeast. Our weather forecast today, calling for sunshine today with a high about 94. Heat index could be up around 100, and a good chance for some storms this evening. But for the rest of the Memorial Day weekend, look for sunshine and temps in the mid to upper 90s. Efforts to revitalize Anadarko getting a big boost. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
A project designed to make some big improvements in Anadarko will get some help from a federal agency. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced it's offering financial assistance to the Delaware Nation to improve Anadarko's quality of life. The help comes from a program called the Local Foods, Local Places Initiative. It's part of a Trump administration plan to promote agriculture and rural prosperity. According to the website okenergytoday.com, the Delaware Nation would create a community anchor for physical activities and healthy local food. Among the projects, a permanent farmers market, developing a walking and biking trail, and creating a community garden that will help manage stormwater runoff, improve air and soil quality, and reduce waste through composting. No dollar amount revealed by the EPA. The program also supported by the USDA, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Delta Regional Authority. While many will be taking advantage of the long Memorial Day weekend, celebrating with trips to the lake or other family gatherings, a retired Marine will continue his walk across the country to help wounded veterans. Retired Gunnery Sergeant Roy Brady is in Oklahoma this week. He spent the last couple of days at Fort Sill and will be making his way to Chickasha this weekend. Brady's cross-country walk started in San Diego in March, and he'll be wrapping up his walk in New Jersey later this year. Brady is raising funds and awareness for a group called the Combat Wounded Veterans Challenge. It's for those struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. Brady has some personal reasons for the journey. He says his brother and a friend both committed suicide after serving in the military. For information about Brady's mission, go to the website combatwounded.org. You can follow him on Facebook at Gunny Roy Brady's Walk for Warriors or hashtag Major Walk. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A Chickasha man arrested on a stalking complaint has twice pleaded guilty to domestic violence charges. Plus, he's on probation after pleading guilty to felony charges of unauthorized use of a vehicle and escape from custody. Chickasha police arrested 26-year-old Brian Clinton Cooper Wednesday afternoon. He's accused of following a department store employee while she was at work. It's alleged he hugged her, played with her hair, put money in her pants pocket, even followed her to her car. The victim said she didn't give the man permission to do any of that and that his actions scared her. Cooper's in the Grady County Jail awaiting his initial appearance on any charges that may be filed by prosecutors. A man wanted in connection with the theft of a go-kart behind bars. 25-year-old Chasen Gregg arrested by Chickasha Police Thursday morning. The Grady County Sheriff's Office asked for the warrant after investigating the go-kart theft back in March. A few weeks ago, Chickasha Police pursued a pickup driven by Gregg that had a go-kart in the back which matched the description of the one that was stolen. Gregg in the Grady County Jail pending his initial appearance on a misdemeanor count of knowingly concealing stolen property. Cool news, starting a new series spotlighting individuals who respond to emergencies. Our Dennis Lynham kicks this series off.
During the next few months, we'll be getting to know our Chickasha Fire Department. Here's Chickasha Fire Chief Brian Zaleski.
It is necessary for public safety for all of our firefighters and personnel to interact with the community on a regular day-to-day basis. I find it important that everyone gets to know who their firefighters are because they truly are their firefighters. Over the rest of the summer, we're going to do a campaign called Getting to Know Your Firefighters. I think it's important for our community to get to know our firefighters. You're going to see these firefighters on medical calls, on fire calls, and on just regular public service calls. And it's important that the community realize these firefighters and fire officers are there for them. We want the community to be able to know and trust who their fire department fire officers are.
If you see a firefighter today, thank them for their service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks, Dennis. And these weekly spotlights and photos will be posted on our website and Facebook page every Friday. Today's the last day of Chickasha Public Schools, and summer vacation will be starting after the final bell rings today. And the Chickasha area YMCA still has some openings in its summer day camp. The program does start next week, May 29th, and runs for 11 weeks. You can reserve your spot by stopping by the YMCA today. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange slips to $70.71 a barrel. London-based Brent crude lower to $78.79. Natural gas was higher, though, to $2.94 per million BTUs. Metals on the rise, gold up to $1,309 and silver $16.70. Our weather forecast calling for some scattered showers and storms this morning if you're headed up to Oklahoma City. There is some rain in OKC. Also, storms developing between Union City and Mustang. Also, southeast of Tuttle, moving off to the east-southeast. Right now, for downtown Chickasha, cloudy and 68. Looking for a high of 94 this afternoon. And a chance for some showers and storms this evening. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you're looking for a home health care company to help with a family member or loved one, your search ends right now. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare is a locally owned and operated company serving the Grady and Caddo County region. Rhonda Wallace has provided home healthcare services for more than 15 years. Rhonda and her team of certified home health aides are devoted to helping their clients, providing homemaker and companion care, and helping them lead a comfortable life in their own homes. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare is a private duty company and works with trust accounts, accepts Veterans Administration benefits, long-term care, and workers' comp insurance. And when you call, you'll get a real local person who answers the phone, not an out-of-state answering service. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
In sports, it's game day for the USAO softball team. The Drovers are in Florida for the NAIA Softball Championship. The team qualified for the 10-team national tournament by winning the NAIA opening round at Dodge City, Kansas last week. It's the second appearance at the World Series for USAO. NAIA says they were last in the tournament back in 2006. USAO, one of two Oklahoma teams in the event, the other, their Sooner Athletic Conference rival, Oklahoma City University. The Stars looking for their third straight national title, their 11th overall. The number 4 seed Drovers will take on 5 seed Indiana Wesleyan in a 2:30 game Oklahoma time at Claremont, Florida today. You can watch the game online at the NAIA website, NAIA.org. There is a fee, though. You can follow live stats on the website for free. Oklahoma City University, by the way, has a first-round bye. At the Big 12 Baseball Tournament in Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma Sooners play on, while the Oklahoma State Cowboys eliminated. The Sooners knocked off top seed Texas 3-1 yesterday, while the Cowboys lost to Texas Tech 6-2. The Sooners play Kansas in an elimination game at 3:15 this afternoon at the Bricktown Ballpark. The winner will go on to face Baylor in the bracket finals tomorrow. In the other bracket, TCU in their bracket finals, and they have the day off today. They await the winner of today's elimination game between West Virginia and Texas Tech. The Oklahoma City Dodgers suffer a 7-4 loss at Memphis in the final game of that four-game series last night. The Dodgers move on to Nashville for a five-game series that runs through next Tuesday. The Houston Rockets hold off Golden State in a thrilling Game 5 of the NBA Western Conference Finals last night. The Rockets take down Golden State 98-94 and are now one win away from the NBA championship. The Rockets lead the series 3-2, Game 6 in Oakland tomorrow night. The Boston Celtics can advance to the NBA Finals if they win on the road at Cleveland tonight. The Cavs hoping to square up the series and force a seventh and deciding game, which, if necessary, would be played at Boston Sunday night. Our Cool News, Weather, and Sports this morning brought to you by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ferguson Funeral Home.